After years of battling lethal enemies in outer space as Captain Kirk on Star Trek, William Shatner developed an ironic persona in his commercials for Priceline.com. He played a law partner on The Practice and will be a regular on the new Practice spin-off Boston Legal, which premieres this fall. But none of that explains why we're featuring him on this big and bombastic edition of our Big Bombastic Brassy and Trashy Week. What is the reason? The singing and recitation on his first album, The Transformed Man, recorded in 1968. I played a track from it when I spoke with Shatner in 1993.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone!
William Shatner, this record has become a kind of a camp favorite over the years.
So it seems.
Yeah, what's the story behind how you made this record? Whose idea was it? What was the idea behind it?
Well, it was a concept record, and
the album was called The Transformed Man.
Right. And what I had attempted to do there was combine speech and song so that there are excerpts from classical plays that precedes that cut. Now, Lucy and the Sky with Diamonds was LSD. And I don't quite remember the cut that precedes. I think it's Cyrano de Bergerac with the speech that ends, I may climb to no great heights, but I will climb alone. That had original music written to it, so it in effect were lyrics to a song, to a musical theme, segues into Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which is a drug song of a person who can't climb alone. So the idea was amorphous, perhaps, but it was an honorable idea. What's happened is nobody plays the cut that precedes it; they play Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Although listening to that, if you were to take a drug song. And if you visualize colors and kaleidoscopes, you might have some fun thinking of a new interpretation of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
So you still like it?
I listened to that little cut. I didn't mind that. My voice is a tenor there. That's a long time ago.
Sometimes I put on the TV on Saturday afternoon when they have their like monster horror chiller theater type show on, and you're there battling the spiders.
Yeah, another cult favorite. I have become a cult favorite over the years for one or another of things I've done. I've got to get into the straight world soon.
Now, I seem to remember lots of episodes in which Captain Kirk would go to another planet where a lonely, horny woman would try to kidnap him and keep him for her own.
Yes.
Have I exaggerated the number of episodes like this over the years?
Yeah, not in my opinion. It's all I can remember. The whole thing is fading from view except those beautiful girls.
So did the romantic episodes go over well?
Oh, my God, I look forward to them each week. Who's the girl this week? Who did you bring me this week, said the king. You
know? What are some of the get-ups that
brief costumes. Bill Tice came to my rescue and made those girls as naked as possible, basically because we couldn't afford too much wardrobe, so the less material he had to use, the better, and that was part of it. You know, he'd get some expensive crepe or organdy and use as little of it as possible. You know, a little drape here and a little handful there, and that was enough.
So let's get to the very high-tech special effects
that you used. The shaking of the camera.
Yeah. How are you beamed up?
Well, beaming up, beaming up was a device, a dramatic device, so that you didn't have to have a gangplank go down or an elevator or a shuttle to go from the ship to the shore. So it was an invention of convenience. And it really is just a dissolve, two blank pieces of film dissolved together with a little spritz in it on the film, did a little sparkling, and it's a very simple special effects, long since thought of as primitive.
What did you have to do to make it work so that the effect would be convincing?
We would stand on these plates of glass that had lights underneath them, and the lights would go up and down. The camera's rolling. The camera continues to roll, and we walk off. They then film the blank, the empty space with the lights going up and down. And what they do in the post-production is cut out our walking off and dissolve the film. The camera has stayed locked off. The camera has not moved and continues to roll. And dissolve the piece of film that has us in standing on the plates of glass and the empty plates of glass that we're standing on. And the dissolve is either, if we arrive, is from the empty to the people standing in it, or from the people standing in it to the empty if we're leaving. It's very simple, with a little scratching on the little sparkling.
William Shatner, recorded in 1993. By the way, he has a new album due out in October called Has Been, and it's produced by Ben Folds. Amy Mann and Henry Rollins also collaborated on it. Sounds like it will be different from Shatner's 1968 album.